こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。1個目、プライバシー侵害の懸念を受け、アップルは全世界で、グーグルは欧州内で、音声アシスタントの録音音声を第三者に渡す行為を一時的に停止しています。アップルは Siri とユーザーとの会話をすべて録音し、精度の向上のためその一部を人間がレビューしていますが、アップルから委託を受けた企業の元従業員が Siri を通じて録音された他人には知られたくない病状の話や薬物取引、セックス中の音声などを日常的に聞いていたとガーディアン紙に告発しました。ユーザー規約ではアップルが第三者に音声を渡すこと自体は明記されておらず、オプトアウトする選択肢も提供していませんでした。また Google はオランダ語の音声をチェックしていた委託企業の従業員が1000件以上の音声をベルギーのニュースサイト VRT にリークし、会話の内容からユーザーを特定できたと報じたため、 GDPR 第66条にのっとってデータ処理の停止命令が出されました。Google はすでに欧州内での音声レビューを停止しています。
In response to privacy concerns, Apple and Google have paused review work of voice assistant audio recordings by third-party contractors. Apple has paused it globally and Google has paused it in Europe. Apple records all conversations users have with Siri and forwards some of it for human review in order to improve its accuracy. However, recently, a former contractor for Apple stated that theyregularly hear confidential medical information, drug deals, and recordings of couples having sex in an interview with The Guardian. In Apple's user agreement, it is stated unambiguously that they will send recorded audio data to a third party. However, there is no option to opt out. Furthermore, an employee working for a contractor to Google leaked over 1,000 audio recordings to the Belgium news website VRT, in which the contents could be used to identify the speakers, resulting in an evocation of GDPR Article 66 by Hamburg, which ordered a halt to their data processing. Google has since stopped reviewing audio in Europe.
そう、Apple はこの音声を広告主に売ったわけじゃないっていうこととか、ユーザー ID と紐付けているわけじゃないっていうことを、まあ、主張しているわけなんだけれども、まあ、その録音された音声の中には住所を言ってる声とか、うん、お財務情報、まあ、銀行のインフォメーションとかを言ってるものとかがあったりして、まあ、人間が聞いてたら普通にこう個人が特定できちゃうものもあるよねっていう。
There'd be literally every kind of information would be in that audio.
そう。
You know, で、cup size and hat size.
そう。で、もちろん全部の会話を人間がレビューできるわけがないので、してるものは本当に 0. 何パーセントとか少ないんだけれども、うん、とはいえ Siri とか Google アシスタントを使ってるユーザー自身が普段から意識してそれを、まさかその第三者の Apple とか Google じゃない会社の人がどっかでそれを聞いてるとは思ってないわけよね。でさらに、まあ、Hey とか Hello とかこう何かトリガーになる言葉があるわけじゃない、
うん、
でそれがやっぱり 100% の精度じゃないから、みんなも経験あると思うけど、呼んでないのに反応したりとか、こう何かの弾みでオンになってることっていうのがあって、
うん、
つまりそのユーザーが意図してない時にこう Siri が、まあ、聞いてたりとか、
うん、
っていう会話がある。でそれがどれぐらい起きるのかの頻度とか、そのリスクをユーザーがじゃあ果たして分かっているのかっていうと、そういうわけでもないし、ついでに言うとそのアシスタントと話している時に周りの人の声も入ってるわけじゃん、
うん、
でその周りの人は別にそこでコンセントしてないから、それもどうなんだみたいな話とか、うん、まあ、なんか今後多分そういう話をしていかないといけないよねっていう、うん、
Like in a cafe or something. So, you use your Siri, it's probably recording12 conversations at once.
So.
And in the future, some algorithm could probably tease each of those conversations apart,
so.
analyze their throat vibrations and
そう。で、まあ、その周りの人から許可取ってないからね。で、まあ、これ GDPR が去年施行開始してからこの66条がこういうふうに実際に適用されるのは初めてっていう、
うん、
だからすごいよねこの GDPR のパワーというかもう一気に止めさせることができるし、まあ、よくメディアで言われるけど制裁の金額がすごいんだよね、うん、特にこういうアップルとかグーグルみたいな世界的な企業になると罰金がこう世界の売り上げの何パーセントと か, だか最大 4% とかこれでもいっちゃうから、うん、そうするともうものすごい金額罰金が発生する。
What is this authority in Hamburg? Is it
Hamburg の authority は普通のなんか
Is this the EU?
保護 No. 多分 Germany だと
Germany、
うん、
And it But they're shutting down for all of Europe、
うん、だってこの GDPR は欧州全域にかかるからしかも多分なんだけどこの間陸並みの
So isn't that EU though? If it's enforced across Europe
そう ただ多分最初にこう見つけたのが Germany だったからそのどっからオーダーするかっていうとその多分ローカルのあの、
うん、
なんていうのエージェンシ
ー It just sounds like Hamburg is like the headquarters of the EU sometimes or Germany is
ではないと思う
Pretty much but
で GDPR はそう欧州全域にかかってくるからこの間陸ナビの話で誰かが言ってたけどこれって欧州に住んでる人じゃなくてもその時に欧州にユーザーが行った場合はそれも引っかかるんだって、
うん、
だから日本人でも欧州に留学してるとかで欧州でシリなり Google アシスタントなりを使ったとかそういう人に対しても対象になるはず確か
How do you feel aboutThis, I mean, this has happened with your audio recordings as well.
Yeah.
Right? Weird.
まあ、Siri あんまり私使わないから。
What are the weird things you've told Siri?
あれなんだけど。
And it, how often does it just turn on by itself? Because I've seen it happen with other people's phones a lot. I don't have it turned on my phone, but I'm surprised how often it seems to happen with other people's phones.
でも月に1回ぐらいはある気がするんだよね。いや読んでねえよっていう、
うん、
でやっぱり読んでねえよって思うから無視して、まあ、誰かと会話を続けたり普通に生活してるわけだけどその一定の時間は Siri は聞いて録音しちゃってるわけだからね、
うん、
だからそれがまさしくセックスの真っ最中だったりとかね、こう読んでないけど録音されてるでそれをやっぱりみんな気にしてないと思うんだよねそこまでああ聞かれちゃったみたいなだからそれがこの全く関係ない委託企業の人が聞いてるってなるとちょっと嫌だよねやっぱりね
There's going to be some service in like 200 years where your great 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 grandchildren、
mm-hmm.
can look up random audio recordings of their ancestors that were picked up
やめてほしいねそれは
But there is some database、that may or may not contain audio ofAny anyone having sex or doing anything,
yeah,
you know, and it's weird to think about. It's there, and it's permanent unless they destroy it.、
Mm.
And then, if imagine you were working at this facility that reviews audio, and you came across some really crazy piece of audio. You、
yeah.
know, it sounds like someone's being murdered. There's monkeys screeching in the background and.It's just really bizarre. Would you not tell like your best friend
そうそうなんだよ、ね、
like when you catch up? It's like,
そうそうそう
oh, the other day, like.
だ一応建前上は、
I heard someone in Japan.
そう建前としては当然、まあ Apple とか Google はこの委託企業に対してすごい厳しいまあトレーニングなり、まあ多分 NDA みたいなものをサインさせて、mm-hmm. 絶対これは人に言っちゃダメよとか、もちろんこう。個人が特定されるような情報を聞いてしまってもそれはもうそこでもうなかったことにというか忘れてねってしてると思うんだけどやっぱり人間だからそれをこう誰にも言わないっていうのを 100% じゃ信じるってそんなトラストベースというかさ ちょっと無理だよね。
Yeah, and power corrupts, right? Yeah. Power corrupts, and those people feel some weird, creepy, you know, Snowden type NSA power.
あと普通にだからこうやって、まあそこで仕事をもらってる間は、それを遵守してたとしても、辞めた後とかにさ、ね、まあ友達にぐらいには、そうそうそう、辞めてまあ半年ぐらい経ったし、言っちゃってもいいかみたいなあるかもしれないしとか。
Like, are they literally gonna take...all that crazy, interesting, entertaining stories from their work to the grave?
Yeah,
they're going to die without telling anyone about that crazy audio?
まあだからこうやってやっぱり友達どころかメディアに言っちゃう人がいるわけじゃん。だから、まあ、ユーザーの ID と紐づいてなかったとしても、そしてそれが個人特定するに至らなかったとしても、それをやっぱり自分が想定していない人間に聞かれてるっていうのが、まあ別にいいやっていう人もいるだろうし、嫌だなっていう人もいるだろうしね。
It's kind of like the airport rape scan thing.
そうだね。
Where you go in there and they create a 3D PLA, 3D print, you know, they could literally 3D print your genitals after you go through that thing. But that's reviewed by a human being.And the way they... So if the human was sitting right there, like you don't know each other, they're a total stranger, but if they were sitting right there behind the desk as you had your arms in the air and this machine was, you know, very immaculately scanning in your genitals, if they were sitting right there, it would be pretty awkward, right? It's like, man, this doesn't feel fair. I need to go in here and you're going to photograph my genitals and this guy sitting at a computer here...with a smirk on his face, is going to review them. But they dealt with this by saying, oh, he's going to be in a different room.
Yeah.
And then people were like, well, that's not good enough. It's like, well, maybe they'll be in a different building.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, everyone was like, okay, if they're in a different building, then it's fine.
まあ、それもそうだし、その、どうしてそれが必要なのかっていう、そのラピスキャンしないと、じゃあ海外旅行に行けません。行っちゃダメって言われるから、まあしょうがない、じゃあこれやんないとハワイ行けないのか OK ってなるわけじゃん。だからこういうふうに、じゃあシリの精度悪くてもいいのねみたいなさ、シリがあなたの言ってることをめちゃくちゃ間違えて聞き取るけどいいのね。でその代わりあなたのセックス中の音声を全然知らない人がどっかで聞いて受けるって言ってるかもしれないけどって、なんかそのさ、なんだろう、
That trade.
チンコ見せないと旅行行けないっていう方が全然簡単に諦められる。私はまだチンコついてないけどおっぱいとかね、まあじゃあしょうがねえかみたいな。
Well, it's this, they're in a different building, so it's fine, right? But that doesn't like, they could still take out their iPhone, take a picture of the computer screen and post that on into some private chat with their buddies or something.And they probably do, right? And I think, I don't know, is it just going to keep getting more sort of invasive?
Where, まあそうじゃない、だって。
Because some devices have the microphone on all the time. And remember the Google thing, the house pod, home pod, or whatever it was? Or not that, what's the wall thermostat thing?Whichever, one of those round things with batteries in it. It had a microphone in it when there was no reason for it to have a microphone in it.
That's weird.
So, and then is it just on? Is it just transmitting? So, you know, the idea of having any kind of microphone inside your home that was turned on, like 50 years ago, was super creepy.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, are the Soviets like...Spying on us, but now.
あとやっぱりこのユーザー規約問題というかさ、これも明記されてなかったから問題になってるわけであって、第三者がアナライズします、することもありますよって書いてあれば、まあみんなが同意したっていうことになって、別に問題になってないわけよね。で、やっぱり IT 系の記事とかで、ユーザー規約をすごい読んでくれてる人っていうのがいるわけじゃん。それはまあ、記者なのか普通にフォーラムとかでもで変なのが書いてあると、あ、こんなの書いてあるよって問題提起してくれる人がいる。 だけど多分 99.9% のユーザーはちゃんと読んでないじゃん、
うん、
だそれもちょっと今後なんだどこまでみんなが分かって OK って言ってるのか。
Well, when you have to write a few yourself, then you start to read them more, I think、うん、But until you're in that world、
yeah.
it's very alien. The wording is weird and it just seems like so much covering of ass.
Yeah,
yeah, just
yeah.
Like, you know, so you kind of start to dismiss it. It's like, oh yeah, well that makes sense. Oh yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Oh yeah, okay, okay. Oh yeah, they don't want responsibility for that. Oh, they don't want responsibility for this either. Oh yeah, I guess they don't want responsibility for that either. And it just goes on and on and on and on of all these things that they don't want responsibility for、
yeah.
for just, you know, 30 pages straight. And then there'll be two lines that will contain, you know, some phrasing that's a problem.
Yeah.
that you should have paid attention to.
Yeah, 本当にそうなんだよね。
And yeah, even if you did read the whole thing, what percentage of the population would even recognize the sneaky, sneakily worded?
規約にそもそも書いてないとか、まあ、陸ナビの件もそうだけど、書いてないとか、絶対にそんな風に飛躍して捉えないだろうっていう、どこまでやっちゃったみたいなもう当然ダメなんだけれども、じゃあ書いてあったら、みんなが本当に同意していいと思ってるのかって言うとまたなんか別の問題じゃん。だからそれはそれでなんかちょっと、私も全然読んでないからね。
They changed the standards for all of the user agreements and stuff recently. And there's a huge initiative to try to make them all shorter and more user friendly.
Yeah.
And I think some of the legislation that was related to introducing this GDPR thing, it may have been that itself, but made it so that there was a responsibility for companies to make the document more accessible and not it can't seem like it's trying to obfuscate, which they do. But I don't know. I think it's kind of reverting back to the way it was before. The thing is, more short and user-friendly you try to make it, the more openings you create for some sort of a lawsuit or something.
Yeah, そうだからリーガルのドキュメントだからこう解釈の余地があっちゃいけないわけじゃん。そうしようとするとどうしてもああいう風な文章になるわけじゃん。だそれをだからどうそれって変えられるもんじゃないと思うからさ、どうみんながみんなのリテラシーを一気に上げるか。かもうこういうふうにみんな読んでないよねっていう前提でもう推し進めるしかないのかね。
Well, things used to just say like use at your own risk. Period.
You
know? And now it's and in our parents' generation and grandparents' generation, people were able to do all sorts of things that were fun but also kind of dangerous. And then there was a lot of people started trying to sue for things when they got hurt. They didn't take responsibility for incidents like that themselves. And we wanted to make places more friendly.
こういうケースだとやっぱりさ、個人情報とかプライベートな会話とかを企業に提出しないとそのサービスが使えないわけじゃない？だからみんな使いたいから Siri に話しかけるし、まあ、自分の写真を Facebook にアップするしとかこう自ら提出してるわけだけど、それがこうどこまで自分が意図しないところで使われてるかっていう、だまさにリクナビもそうだよね。そんなことに使われると思ってないかったっていう。
Is there anything that hasn't had a major sort of privacy issue or data leak or a hacking scandal or, you know, it seems like so many companies and large organizations have had some sort of, I mean, we've got Google and Apple right here, so that's like 90% of it.
まあね、ただ、まあ正直、これはもう っかりって言っていいのか分かんないけど、そんなにこう悪質ではないじゃん。別にこう流してやろうと思って横流ししてたわけではないから、うん、単純にこう精度を上げようと思って必要なこう工程を踏んでたら、それを委託してしまったこと、外注してしまったことによって、まあちょっと規約からそれちゃったくらいの。
Right. But this issue kind of came up once before with the Facebook content reviewers, although that was sort of
a employee
working conditions
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that there was also the privacy issue with that as well.
Right.
But I think these organizations should bring this in-house and at least have, you know, employees there, in at least in their own office, so they can be accountable and sort of, if it's just some contracted out in who knows which country dudes hanging out, you know, like, it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of accountability, like from the, I guess, the human resources side.
うん、特にこの Google の件なんて、この1000件以上の音声を外に持ち出してるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
その外に持ち出せるような環境にあること自体がまず問題だし。
Right, and they could prevent that by bringing it in-house.
いやいや、だからそれが今回メディアだったから、なんだろう、この状況に警告するためにメディアに持ってったわけじゃん。だからまだ良かったものの、mm-hmm.なんか悪用するために持ち出そうと思えばできたっていうことだからね。まあ個人的には、まあそこまでこれは悪質とは思わないけど。
How much,
なんかもうリクナビがあったから私の中でもあれが悪すぎちゃって、他がなんか今この時点では大したことないように思えちゃう。
How much celebrity like gossipGems are stored in that audio data, you think?
ねえ、わかんない。
Like TMZ would be salivating to get their hands on that server.
それはそうでしょうね。
Because it's just randomly recorded. People have their phones with them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so there's... The thing is that some of the data that these people are reviewing and going through could have...extremely valuable information.
So politicians とかね。
Yeah, so now you have this person, this third party contractor, who makes, who knows, $5 an hour. Who knows where they are? And then they come across a piece of information that's worth $20,000 and they're supposed to keep that to themselves. I mean, it just doesn't seem...seems like just a matter of time before somebody sells it off or something.
ね。まあ人間がレビューしなきゃいけないっていう状況自体がもうね、あとどれぐらいなのかっていうのもあるけどね。
There's evidence in there too, right? Of crimes and
I would think so, yeah.
Murders and
Hey Siri, can you tell me?
Don't say those words. You're gonna set people's phones off. You've done it.
ああ、次。今後数十年の間に最大で 50% の仕事がロボットにとって変わられると言われていますが、Nature Human Behavior に掲載されたミュンヘン工科大学の研究で 62% の人が同僚が仕事を失うとしたら取って代わるのはロボットではなく他の人間であってほしいと考えていることが分かりました。一方、自分自身が仕事を奪われる場合には逆転し、62% が他の人間ではなくロボットのせいであってほしいと述べていました。ロボットに仕事を奪われる場合は、アイデンティティへの脅威は低くなっていましたが、将来の経済的な不安が増加していました。また、ロボットに仕事を奪われた際に感じる怒りや悲しみについては、自分自身より同僚の時の方が強くなっていました。
While it is said that within the next few decades that more than half of jobs will be taken by robots, in a study published in Nature Human Behavior by researchers at the Technical University of Munich, 62% of people indicated that if their coworker were losing their job, they would prefer that they were replaced by another human rather than by a machine. However, if it was their own job being replaced, 62% of people responded that they would prefer that it was because of a robot rather than another human being. While being replaced with a robot was less threatening to their identity, it introduced more anxiety about the future economy. Furthermore, the negative feelings like sadness or anger were stronger for coworkers being replaced by machines than it was for oneself being replaced by a machine.
そう、これ工場で働いてる人たちに自分の仕事がロボットに奪われるのが、まあ、近い将来あると思うかっていうのも聞いていて、3分の1の人があると思うっていうふうに答えてるんだよね。で、
Only?
で、まあ、ロボットに仕事を奪われる場合は、こう、ロボットより自分の方が価値がないのかなみたいな、ふうな考えもある一方で、やっぱりどっかで、ロボットと直接的に競合してないというかさ、なんかまあ、しょうがないや、みたいな。ロボットはなんか、トイレも行かなくていいし、休む必要もないし、有給もいらないし、まあ負けても自分のせいではないかなみたいな、っていう考えがあるっていう。
It's just the world is changing.
そう、だからこそその将来の経済的な不安が増える。え、ってことはでも私じゃあこれからどうなるんだろうこの業界みたいな。新しい仕事見つかるのかなとかそういう。だから自分のせいではないんだけれども、もっとなんか でかい問題が発生するみたいな。
It's more personal.But yeah, why would you want your and why would you want your coworker to be replaced by a robot?
そう、そう、それはだから嫌だよね、やっぱね。こう同僚が明日からロボットになっちゃうっていう、そう。
And a lot of people work in those environments where there's like three people and the rest is like machines and they make40,000 onigiris a day or something.
あとちょっと思ったのは、その自分がもうクビになって明日からロボットに取って代わられちゃうってなったら、もうなんかある意味諦めるしかないんだけど、同僚がまずロボットになった場合って、こうその同僚がロボットに取って代わられたこともストレスだし、かわいそうだなとか、これから彼どうするのかなとか、プラスこう自分はじゃあいつリプレイスされるんだろうみたいな不安もあるわけじゃん。でその不安を抱えながらも毎日同じ職場に行かなくちゃいけないっていう、だからもうストレス要素がめちゃくちゃ何重にもあるっていう。
Well, imagine if you're an Uber driver, right? And Uber has you training their AI, right?
やだよね。
It's like, as soon as you Uber drivers do a really good job andTrain this AI and make money that, I mean, all the money they make from the Uber driver, I mean, a lot of it is being invested into self-driving, just automation technology. So the company mission is kind of, I don't want to say anti-employee, but in the long term, eventually...
まあそうでしょうね、
It sort of is, right?
I
mean, it's good. It's really great for the employees now. They get employment. They probably get some benefits. I'm not sure. But they make enough money that they want to do it. A lot of people enjoy doing it.
まあただその
But they're contributing to
そう貢献させられてるっていう
the Uber driver eschaton. So, And I think a lot of fields are that way. AI needs a lot of help from the people in various industries in order to get good at those industries.
Yeah.
That's true from cardiology to robotic surgery to, I don't know, genetic analysis, astronomy, all those things. Like the people who are there are helpingto replace themselves in every industry. Not everyone, but a lot of people are. And then, and in building general AI, we're going to just replace ourselves, like not even the job part.
Yeah.
So.
That reminded me of, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, なんか I haven't read the book. I only saw the movie.
Like the Oompa Loompas?
Yeah. But it starts from when his grandpa or his dad loses his job to a あ、なんかトゥースペーストを作ってて、
うん、
でそのトゥースペーストに蓋を閉める係かなんかをやってたんだけど、それがある日ロボットになっちゃうみたいな、
うん、
なんかそういうシーンがあって、それをちょっと思い出した。
I don't remember that. Is this... They remade that movie, right?
Yeah. あのジョニー・デップのやつの方の話をしてる私は。
Oh.
Yeah. But that was...
Was that good? I don't know if
that
I really...
That was really sad.
I don't know if I watched the new one.
It was funny. I don't know if I still find it funny, but...
Is it a fact? It's a factory, right? I mean...
Yeah.
The chocolate factory.
Yes.
Are there a bunch of robots in there? What's the automation level for...
They have Oompa Loompas working there.
They're probably unemployed by now, right? unemployed Oompa Loompas with little cardboard signs.
I guess. They're like... There's
I mean, what
some,
could they do now?
They're some tribal people, right? Oompa Loompas. I remember Johnny Depp going to some Amazon or something like in the jungle and
no
then
way.
Meet with Oompa Loompa boss and then...
This is offensive to real Amazonian indigenous people.
I don't know if it was Amazon, but
don't
like somewhere
enslave
in the
them
jungle.
For your evil chocolate factory
and then
indentured servitude.
They love something that Johnny Depp has, chocolate. I don't really know what it was, but and then なんかじゃあ働きますみたいな感じでそういうディーを作ってた気がする。
Seems manipulative.
My memory is very fuzzy. Yeah, especially since Johnny Depp is a white man. Doesn't really help.
Well,
and
it doesn't
Roomba
matter
Roomba
what race
is like
he is.
An
it's still
Asian
kind of
looking,
up.
Like tribal
but
someone.
But that's, I mean, that's happening between, you know, like Brazilians and the indigenous people. It's
yeah,
not
I know.
Like,
I know that, but like traditionally in movies and stuff, it's always like Pocahontas and Avatar, and it's always like... This white man.
Right now, it's the...
Exploiting some indigenous people for money.
It's palm oil and the lumber industry. Mega
yeah.
corporations are terrorizing indigenous people for their resources. They want them to leave so they can cut that shit down and take all their stuff. What do you think of... Andrew Yang has been talking about this universal basic income thing for a while. And... It's interesting to see sort of the public discussion around that idea and around automation. Elon Musk has suggested that some kind of universal basic income will eventually be a necessity
to keep
society functional.
いつも言ってるけど、夢はさ、やっぱり、だからもともとその人間がテクノロジーをすごいこう開発して、未来を思い描いた時にもう全部仕事はロボットがやってくれるから働かなくていいっていうのが夢だったわけじゃん。
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I don't think we'll ever reach that point where we're just done.
でもなんかこう昔のさ未来の絵図みたいなやつとかを見るとだいたいこう
it just, it,
ロボットが働いてくれてて人間はまあ散るってるみたいなさ。
I don't know if that's the good vision, though. I think people will become depressed and nihilistic.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying like
we'll all die.
Yeah, だから仕事しなくていい、なんていうの、大変な仕事をロボットに任せるみたいな。だからその単調な作業とか、要はその工場でトゥースペーストの蓋を閉めるみたいなことを機械がやってくれてるわけじゃん、現状。その結果として職業がなくなっちゃう人がいて職にあぶれて苦しむみたいなのは本末転倒でさ、実際はこうね良くなってほしかったわけだからってなるとやっぱりそういう単調な仕事とか危険な仕事とかはロボットにやってもらって、でその分こう浮いた人材はみんながちるれるようにユニバーサルインカムみたいなもので最低保障されていてほしいっていう夢
がある。 Right. That's the mysterious part. Because we've used automation and machinery and software and so on to remove a lot of the most dangerous jobs and make a lot of dangerous jobs a lot safer, more efficient. The benefits have been endless, obviously.
Yeah.
But that chill state, is that a real thing? Nobody knows. This idea that people can chill. I don't know if it's a real thing. I think people will certainly, as has already been happening, will all move towards work that we enjoy more.
Yeah.
But I think people will still need to do something
that
the rest of society finds valuable.
If you look at Paris Hilton, right? She doesn't have to work. So she could be just staying at her mansion all day, every day, not doing anything. But she's doing stuff. Like, I don't know what, but そのリアリティ上に出たりとか、
well, まあ、なんかしらの、
なんかしらの仕事をしてるわけじゃん。
Doesn't she need more money?
I don't know, but anyway, so the idea is that そのソーシャライト的な、こう、働かないと、もうご飯も食べられなくなっちゃうみたいなことではない。かといって、じゃあ絶対に仕事 しないで何にもしないっていうのももうさ、嫌だじゃん、やっぱりみんな。だからその間を取るというかさ、でその病気になったりとか仕事がなくなっちゃったとしても別に路頭に迷うわけではないみたいな、それをどうにかしてこのオートメーションとかちゃんこしてほしい。
Yeah, I'm wondering, I kind of like the idea of a universal basic insurance, which I haven't really heard of, but it's likeYou're on your own, but if something bad happens, you're totally fine, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right? And I kind of like that. Like if somebody gets sick, or if your house burns down, or if all this, like, everyone paying to try to insure all this stuff, and some people are insured and some people are not, I think nobody's trying to have a disaster in their life.
Right.
And if you just give people income...I think the smart thing for them to do is put that towards some kind of insurance anyways, if that's where they're at, right? So it doesn't solve that side. So if there was... And this would apply to, you know, car insurance and
health. Disaster insurance とか全部含まれたやつがってこと?
Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense.
Just an idea.
Because if you have a certain amount of money where you can subsidize people...
Yeah.
With a dividend like that, people who are doing fine are doing fine. And people who are not doing fine need way more help.
Yeah.
So the way to allocate that is sort of an insurance type system.
Right.
It's like, and it would just allow people to take greater risks financially and otherwise to follow their dreams and their passions. But there's kind of a floor.Right? How bad could it possibly get? And the worst case scenario is that you're in a tiny apartment, but you're still going to have food and you're still going to have internet and you're still going to, you know, like the floor, I think, is the key concept. For people to really pursue what they want, they need to be very aware of what the worst case scenario is. And if the worst case scenario is worse than a certain level, then people can't do anything. They just can't.They can't justify that risk. But if the floor isn't that far down, then people can pursue what they want to pursue. And I think that's the truest notion of something like privilege, is being in a privileged position to take risk without worrying about, you know, starving to death or being homeless or something like that. I don't know if that's a good idea, but...
次。大人は大半の人が大都市よりも自然を好む傾向にありますが、シカゴ大学の研究で、人間は必ずしも生まれつき自然が好きなわけではなく、年齢とともに自然への好みが育っていることが分かりました。研究では、4歳から11歳までの子供239人とその親167人に、都市部や自然の写真をランク付けしてもらいました。すると、大人は自然の写真を好んだのに対し、大半の子供が都市部の写真を好んでいました。また、幼い子供ほど都市部の写真に興味を示し、年齢が上がるにつれて自然に興味を示していました。これらの傾向は、家や学校の場所や普段遊んでいる場所とは関連性が見られませんでした。
While most adults prefer nature to big cities, according to a study by Chicago University, humans do not naturally enjoy nature, but rather we grow to enjoy it as we get older. In the study, the researchers asked 239 children aged 4 to 11 and their parents to rank pictures of cities and nature. They found that the adults ranked nature pictures higher than city pictures, but that children ranked city pictures higher. The children had more interest in the cities the younger they were. There did appear to be an association between the homes, school, or usual playing areas for the children and their preference for cities or nature.
そう、なんか普段自然の近くに住んでるからどうこうみたいなことではないっていう。Mm. 面白くない？だから結構いろんな研究でやっぱり大人は自然はすごい好きなんだよねっていうのが出てるわけじゃん。なんか自然に住みたがるとか。
Why do we all live in the city?
まあ仕事があるからでしょ。一言。
Is it a grass is greener situation?
どうなんだろうね。
There could be a greater cultural zeitgeist of grass is greener, like, oh, nature is like so great. But maybe if everyone went out into nature, they'd be like, oh man, I wish I was in a city with air conditioning and like elevators.
あとちょっと思ったのは、大都市って、まあ、子供の目線でちょっと考えてみたときに、こうもう与えられて興味を引くものが自然にいっぱいあるじゃん、まあ、ディズニーランドとかもそうだし、究極の例で言うと、その自分で何かを遊びとかを考えなくてももう提供されてるというかさ、
うん、
例えばこうビルとかも、あ、この中に何があるのかなとか、じゃあおもちゃ屋さんがありますとかなんたら、ただこうこの実験で使われた写真の一枚とかって本当にただの草っぱらみたいなやつとかもあって、それってこう草っぱらでピクニックしたことあるとか、草っぱらでまあ虫をすごい見たとか、なんかしらのこう体験があってこそいいものと認識してるわけじゃない、多分。だからなんか大人になるとそういう思い出があるからこそ、ああ、なんかオフィスとかに座ってるよりはあの日あそこの草原でピクニックしたあれを今やりたいなとか思うわけであって、なんか4歳とかでまだそういうこう体験もそんなにしてない時に、なんか草っぱらを見て、わあ、いいなってやっぱ思わないのかなってちょっと思った。
I think also cities and buildings and all the artificial things that we have in this world are from our own imagination. And essentially from the imagination of a child.
Right.
And Disneyland is actually Disneyland within a Disneyland, because the city is kind of a Disneyland already. And it's this artificial flight from nature.
Right.
It's the opposite of nature. I think nature is scary. Nature has death and competition. It doesn't really feel bad for you. If you trip and hit your head on a rock or something, that's nature. Nobody thought to put a soft thing over the rock, you know?
Yeah.
It's not designed for us. But we came from it, right? But I think nature is kind of censored, and we, over thousands of years, we've protected ourselves, or our children, essentially, from the scary part of nature, right? And then you only start to really learn what nature is really like when you're older. And you know, death is like a real thing, or
yeah,
you know.
Bambi とかね、見てるとさ、その草っぱらなんかメロがあって、イエーイって飛び出そうとするとお母さんが、No, Bambi, this is very dangerous. なんかこういうね、ささやき声なの実際なんだけど、
yeah. well,
っていうわけじゃん。だからこう人間にもそういうのが備わってるのかね。
And the, you know, the scene in The Lion King,
yeah,
where what's the name of the father?
Mufasa.
Mufasa is saying to Simba, you know, that's the forbidden land or
right,
whatever. You
right.
must not ever go over there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it's kind of like stay in the city, stay in like civilization.
Mm.
If you go out into the wilderness by yourself, you're nuts. Like if you just hike off into the total wilderness, like in the jungle, and you don't tell anyone and you don't take your phone and like nobody does that, right? Who does that? Almost nobody. Well, that a few people have done that, but, and some of them haven't survived.
Yeah.
So.
ね、でもこう結構これはカウンターイントゥイティブというか、こう勝手な印象でやっぱみんな自然いいいいって言ってるから、当然子供なんてもう余計ビルとかより自然が好きそうじゃん。だから意外だった。
Kids like Minecraft.
Yeah.
And building stuff.
Yeah. まあそうだよね。
They love that so much.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of nature. I think culture is something like culture is our make believe. You know, like when you're a kid and you have some toys and you're sitting with your friends or a friend and you guys are like making things fly around or fight each other or you've built some little town or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just totally this make believe world, right? And I think culture is a make-believe world that humans have created over thousands of years for the sake of our survival, in order to get us to behave in a way that allows us to persist.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a childlike thing to do, right? Is to create a make-believe world. And I think we're all of us are living in this make-believe cultural world that was built to help us survive and to sort of hide nature from us. So we put pieces of fabric on our bodies to hide nature.
Right.
We're not trying to see each other's buttholes. And like the realness is a little bit much, right?
Yeah. Yeah, being with a baby, like I see someone's butthole like every day, John.
Yeah, but it's an appropriate butthole to see. If you were seeing other people's buttholes,
like,
if the prime minister or the president or someone went on stage naked, it would be the biggest news ever, times a trillion.
So
that'd be like really big news.
Yeah. But still, やっぱなんか新鮮だよ to see someone's butt. Like, sometimes... No, really. Sometimes your baby's like crawling around without a diaper and then you see him from like really vulnerable angle. And it's like, whoa. なんか、なんて言えばいいんだろう。フリーダムみたいな。なんかそれをやっぱり忘れてるじゃん、自分は。
Yeah,
自分はそんな格好しないから、他人の前で。
You're in a shelter, in a society, you know, in a civilization, and it's all of it. This whole thing...The whole point of like all of this is really so that your baby is safe and doesn't get snatched by an eagle.
Yeah.
Like that was the whole reason for the walls, for the farming, for everything is to like help kids not die.
Right.
Like that was the whole point.
It's really like reminding me, というか, teaching me what humans...are or what I was before I turned into this civilized person which is like a boring version of my true self.
You're a cultured version of I guess your soul which would be embarrassed andvulnerable and alien if it wasn't so cultured.
I wish we were still living in a smaller community where you will hang out with like kids and older people and whatever, like different generations. like every day.
So old people can tell stories. You know, one of the core things that our species, I think, has lost, at least it seems that way when I look at more primitive cultures, is older people telling stories about all kinds of stuff. They would have,
I guess,
these, like every tribe would have a shaman or some kind of bard, somebody who would talk and entertain people by telling stories and communicate knowledge from previous generations, right? But now you kind of pop out and then you just go online.
Yeah.
And just make up your own mind.
まあでもそれはそっちの方がいいな私。なんかおじいちゃんとおじいちゃんおばあちゃんが同じ話何回も聞かされるみたいな辛いんだけど。
It's rude.
もう聞いたよそれみたいな。
No, there's important things that are falling through the cracks though, I think.
I'm sure, but 次。
There are tardigrades on the moon. On April 11th, Israel's private spacecraft Bereshit crashed into the lunar surface carrying a capsule library containing 30 million pages of text and images, human DNA samples, and thousands of tardigrades in a dehydrated, cryptobiotic state. Tardigrades are resilient creatures capable of halting their metabolism for at least a decade before being revived. According to an analysis of the impact, the lunar library and tardigrades on board likely survived the crash. The library is constructed from 25 layers of nickel, each a few microns thick. Nova Spivak, co-founder of the Arch Mission Foundation, which created the library, stated the following: "Our job, as the hard backup of this planet, is to make sure that we protect our heritage, both our knowledge and our biology. We have to sort of plan for the worst."
なんと現在月にクマムシがいます。今年4月11日、3000万ページ分の地球に関する文書や画像、人間の DNA サンプルなどのライブラリを載せたイスラエルの探査機ベレシートが月に墜落し、その際に脱水状態のクマムシ数千匹も月面に着地しました。クマムシは最強の生き物と呼ばれ、脱水状態で少なくとも10年間は代謝を止めた休眠状態のまま生き延びることが可能です。ライブラリは数ミクロの厚さのニッケル25層で、分析によるとライブラリもクマムシも墜落に耐えていると見られています。プロジェクトを率いているノバスピバック氏は以下のように述べています。地球のバックアップデータとして、私たちのミッションは知識と生命の両方において人類の遺産を守ることです。最悪の事態を想定し、計画しておく必要があるのです。
Yep.
クマムシ。これって月に墜落したけど、もともと月に行く予定だったんだよね。
But not crash.
Right. 表面にちゃんと着陸させるはずが、墜落しちゃったってことだよね。
And the spacecraft was supposed to stay in one piece with the stuff inside. But that's not the case now. You can actually see a crater on the moon where it slammed into the surface.
Oh.
Yeah, it had a failure of a gyroscopic instrument inside caused it to crash. It's the first private spacecraft to crash into the moon.
あ、プライベートなのこれ。
Yeah.
Oh. これいいの？いいのっていうか。
Well.
これさ、だって、まあ、確率はどうか知らないけど、月には氷があるわけじゃん。まあ、水があるわけじゃん。そこでさ、まあ、何かしらの経緯でクマムシに水がかかって普通に繁殖とかしちゃったらさ、いいのそれは。
Well, it's the moon, so from a legal standpoint, there aren't really restrictions on that sort of biological material being sent or put on the moon.Because they're not afraid of contamination of the moon. The moon is not considered a potential celestial body that has life on it.
Right.
So there are rules for other planets, like Mars, for example, where if this had happened on Mars, it would be an outrage. People would be very, very upset. But because it's the moon,
it's
fine. People think it's fine. They don't really care. Yeah.
だからこう私たちが子供の時とかはさ、ああ月を見てごらん、ウサギが住んでるんだよみたいな、だったけども、クマムシだね。しかもリアル、リアルクマムシ。
Yeah, that's the second organism.
Yeah.
On the moon, right?
そっか。
The most interesting thing about this is thatThis whole thing happening matches the scenario depicted on our Kumamushi no Nagasode T-shirts, which actually has artwork of Kumamushi in space, presumably the moon.
Tsuki datta ってことにしよう。
And there's text there describing... how tardigrades are uniquely have a robustness to space, to cosmic radiation and to the other conditions in space. So,
みんなますますバイリンガルニュース長袖クマムシシャツを買わないといけない。
We have the first, definitely the first shirt about this incident since we made it before it happened.
すごいよね。
It's kind of a...
そんなシャツないよ。
Yeah.
そっか、クマムシ。
It's way cooler now, right? That shirt. I feel it's like 10 times cooler. A million times cooler than it was before this happened.
ガチだからね、もう。
Yeah.
でも、クマムシもびっくりだろうね。え、これ本当は着地させてそこに置いとくつもりだったってこと？
It's just a data backup. So, this Arch Mission Foundation is...Their mission is to create a hard, not an electronic, but a hard physical backup of information in case we have a zombie outbreak or a meteor impact or super volcano or gigantic solar flare could wipe out a bunch of our data. So they're taking Wikipedia and...They're making a lot of different versions of this. That's the idea. So if there's some kind of cataclysmic event that destroys one of the libraries, if they have another version of the library in a different form, then it might survive that event. So the next thing they're trying to do is to synthesize all of Wikipedia in a DNA strand, English Wikipedia.And then that DNA will be in a little vial of liquid. And that'll be another copy of this.
Right.
And they'll just keep doing this and keep sending these little things around the solar system, maybe outside the solar system. But that way we can avoid things like what happened to the Library of Alexandria, for example.
なんでも送っていいのか、じゃあ要は。月なら。そのルール上は。
Yeah, I mean there's no I mean NASA was like, hey Elon, if you can land the starship on the moon, then we'll use your spaceship. And that's like, I guess their official contract terms for their the next contract. But
simple.
Oh, the library also contains the secrets of David Copperfield's magic tricks. How he did them. They're on the moon.
Why do they have that?
Just in case Earth blows up, that someone can still find how David Copperfield did his magic tricks.
It's not public, right?
It's public, but it's on the moon.
Is it in his book or something? I mean, how do they...
Oh, no, I think you have to go to the moon to get it. I think they got it from him.
Oh, personally?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
I'm not sure. I haven't confirmed that, but...
Huh.
You know, David Copperfield probably thinks his tricks are a big deal. And I mean, they are, right?
Well, and he was so... huge, right? Mm-hmm. 私見に行ったよ、子供の時。
Mm.
行かなかった
No. Is he still
alive? 日本に来たんだよ。
いや、わかんない。I know, doesn't he have his own island? Or is that Yuri Geller?
I don't know. 結構違うけどね、Yuri Geller とCopperfield。
Well, I could imagine either of them having their own island.
この間ね、デイビッド・コッパーフィールドが日本に来た時、あの、1日だったのか、その公演日が、複数あったのか分かんないし、調べてないかなんとも言えないんだけど、私の夫も見に行ってたんだって、日本で。だからもしかして同じ部屋にいたかもねって言ってた、
mm-hmm.
なんかね多分もしバイリンガルニュース聞いてる人で私も行きましたっていう人がいたら覚えてると思うんだけどなんか月か地球かなんか書かれた紙をみんなに配られてそれをなんか折ったりとかなんかして、mm-hmm. みんなでこうマジックに参加しましょうみたいなのがあったのよ、mm-hmm. それで、あい、でそれをなんか夫に言ったら夫もあそれやったやったみたいな感じで
持ってる
持ってないよ
残念
そんなに物持ち良くない私それ取っとくほどじゃなかったけどいや、mm. 面白いな
Oh, there's also samples from various holy sites So apparently there's a tree in India called the Bodhi tree
Okay
Have you heard of it?
No
Okay, well it's like a big deal
Okay
It's probably old or something. I don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with Gandhi or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to see these things, you have to magnify it 1,000 times. And then you can see the contents of the library. But it's not crazy magnification, you know,
right.
like
I guess.
You could get a microscope and see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
According to a study published in eNeuro, low-dose rate radiation exposure, as may be experienced in deep space, may produce deleterious neurocognitive complications within just 6 months. The researchers exposed mice and their brains to a mixed field of neurons and photons using a low-dose rate neutron irradiation facility and found that they exhibited diminished hippocampal neuronal excitability as well as disrupted hippocampal and cortical potentiation after 6 months of exposure. Furthermore, the mice also exhibited impairment in learning and memory, as well as distress behaviors. The study is the first to demonstrate the potential adverse effects of some cosmic radiation on the brain.
eNeuroに掲載された研究で、地球から遠く離れた宇宙空間で転生量率の放射線を浴びていると、わずか6ヶ月で認知神経科学的に有害な影響を受ける可能性があることが分かりました。これは宇宙放射線が脳に与える影響が確認された初の研究です。低線量率の中性子照射設備を使い、マウスの体と脳を中性子と光子のフィールドにさらしたところ、6ヶ月で海馬の神経興奮性が低下したほか、海馬と皮質の増強作用が乱れていました。マウスは学習と記憶の能力が低下し、ストレスを感じている動きを見せていました。I guess I didn't... Wait, did you read the rest of it?
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. 読んでないよ。But...
あ、そう、これ説明だもんね。Yeah.
Okay, well, I also wrote, cosmic radiation comes from supernovas created by exploding stars, as well as from the nuclei of galaxies, and consists primarily of high-energy photons and atomic nuclei capable of penetrating matter
and triggering
high-energy protons and atomic nuclei. Yeah, capable of penetrating matter and triggering secondary radiative effects within shielding material. And yeah, so Earth and Mars align every 26 months. At which point they are 57 million kilometers apart. And calculations by NASA and SpaceX suggest that a mission to Mars would require at least 6 months of deep space transit. Mm. And to make it worse, Mars lacks the dynamo or dynamic core that would be required to generate an electric magnetic field, which is what protects us on Earth. So...
でもだからこの研究の結果がそのまま人間に当てはまっちゃうとするともう火星に着く頃にはおかしくなってるっていうことだよね
100% Steve Buscemi by the time you get there.
やばいやばい。
I mean, they literally are describing Buscemi-like behavior in the mice.
どういうこと具体的に?
Just anxious, paranoid seeming behavior.
あ、やばいね。
It's just erratic and...Yeah, I mean, distress behaviors, as if they were, had been under a lot of stress. So,
yeah, その宇宙船に乗ってこう地球にさよならするわけじゃない。それだけでも、まあ、心理的にすごいストレスがあって、さらに新しい場所で新しいプロジェクトしかもね、まあチームのメンバーと一緒にやっていかなきゃいけないっていうストレス、人間関係のストレスもあって、で食べ物が違うとかさ、気候がなんかね、ちょっと船の中寒いとかさ、なんちゃらかんちゃらいろいろあって、それだけでもブシェミになりそうなのに、それ全部なしだとして、こういうふうにブシェミになっちゃうとしたらもうどうしたらいいの？
Well, this suggests that no matter what your personality is or how you feel about going, thatthat the cosmic radiation will fundamentally, in a way beyond your control, change how your neurons behave in a seemingly negative way. Well, the only thing you can do, well, cosmic radiation is, it just really penetrates stuff because it's coming from supernovas, super high energy. And so whatThey've designed all kinds of shielding for this, for satellites, for example. And they put really dense layers first and then less and less dense layers behind that. And then as the radiation passes through, it kind of gets broken up and blocked as it hits the atomic nuclei. So like the denser the medium is, the higher the probability that the nuclei will stop. The cosmic rays, but they're so high energy that if they do get stopped by the shielding, that they can irradiate the medium when it hits the nucleus of those atoms.
Okay.
So you're putting a bunch of dense material here, right, to try to block, you know, like lead or something. It has to be heavy, which is a problem because it's space and everything that's heavy is bad in space.
Yeah.
Because it costs a lot to launch it. But as the cosmic rays hit it, hit the nuclei, that the material that you're actually using to block the radiation gradually becomes highly radioactive inside the spaceship.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you have to...jettison the shield, and then you need a new shield.
Right.
And so it's
え、どうすんの、じゃ
あ? And the irradiated shielding is going to be close to the astronaut. this is a much worse problem than they have for, well, there's the cosmic rays, but there's also solar prominences or solar flares from the sun. And if one of those hits...the spacecraft. So the sun's spinning around, and as it's spinning, it shoots these crazy energy plasma fireball things through space. And if one of those hit the spacecraft, I mean, everyone would be very sick, probably get cancer and die. Like, they're extremely, extremely powerful.
Okay.
So the reason why they were okay with that in the Apollo missions is just it never happened.
Oh.
Well, it happened in 1972, right after they got back. So the astronauts got back, and then a couple months later, the sun fired a huge one.
Can they predict this?
No. Well, remember when we were talking to Miho, and I was suggesting that they use artificial intelligence to analyze the patterns in the surface, visually analyze the patterns in the surface before solar prominences.That sort of pattern recognition, I think, will eventually be able to predict these sorts of solar events. Within 2 years, I think, we'll be predicting when and where those things are shooting out. But this is a huge challenge for Mars.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And we don't want to... Is it okay if we go slightly Buscemi? Like,
no,
would we
right?
accept that risk? Or...
I mean... だってその行くまでが行くまでが遠足ではないわけじゃん火星の場合は、mm. 行ったらもう月みたいにさ行って旗立ててイエーイではないわけじゃない火星に行くとしたらまあ今の計画だとね、mm. あっちでベースを作るとかさ、mm. いろんな計画があっても行っただけでで行ってすぐ帰ってこれるわけじゃないからさ行って、mm.作業したりとかしなきゃいけないわけでそこでみんなの学習と記憶が低下してしかもみんながパラノイドみたいになってたらさ、
うん、
危ないよね普通にやめた方がいいよね
It's funny that the Steve Buscemi trope or like
yeah.
meme
yeah.
is now the single greatest challenge for Mars
ね。
I really think that this is the biggest concern is literally someone going crazy.
Yeah.
Because their brain's messed up from cosmic rays. That seems like the biggest risk in the whole thing now.
うちの番組でこんだけスティーブ・プシェミのレファレンスしてるのに
意味あったのか
他のメディアとかでさ誰もプシェミをレファレンスに使わないなんかこんなに便利なのにって思わないしかもこの話でも一番 relevant じゃん
Yeah. AndIt's even more relevant than we think because Steve Buscemi is kind of representative of someone who may have a susceptibility to this.、
Mm.
So there's probably variation between human beings、
まあ、それはそうだね、
as to how we react to this. So there's huge、yeah. variation for amyloid plaques and Alzheimer's and how people's brains respond to CTE, for example, like、mm. head trauma.、Mm. Some people get punched and kicked in the head their whole life.And they can speak perfectly, never have any problems.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, Roy Jones or someone. But there's people like Muhammad Ali or a lot of other people who've taken hits to the head. And it's completely had a catastrophic effect. So there could be some, maybe they could do genetic testing on prospective astronauts to see if some people have a better resilience to cosmic rays.And also, they could use genetic engineering to make people more resilient to cosmic rays.
Yeah.
But Elon shouldn't go, because if his brain gets fried, we're all in trouble. Right?
Yeah, I thought that was, like, the global consensus.
Yeah, but now it's like, even if the spaceship doesn't explode, you're still going to get brain damage, right?
あ、そうだね。Yeah, so,
like, it's even if all the technology works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no way.
Right?
No.
So, Yeah,
no.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen exactly to deal with this because 6 months is a long time. I don't think they can get it much shorter than that. And then you have to wait until the orbits synchronize again, which is 2 years later. And then it's another 6 months to come back. So that's a year
Yikes.
Plus like 2 years there or a year and a half there. So you're at least 3.5 years straight of cosmic ray.
Of being Buscemi.
Of Buscemi
in the head. That's a long time.
Yeah, and the trip back, people are going to be like,
oh,
so like, oh my God, get me out of here, you know?
get me out of here で住めばいいけどさ、本当に、I mean, そこでこういろんな human interactions が生まれるわけじゃん、そのパラノイドの人同士で。
Mm-hmm.
それ想像しただけでもやばいよね。
Mm-hmm.
Plus, well, they have a job to do じゃん。それもさ、ストレスフルなわけじゃん。で、何かがうまくいかなかったときにさ、
うん、
こう健康な状態でもイラッとしたりストレスなのにさ、
right. Well, especially early, if one person is out of control or makes a mistake,
yeah.
everyone could die.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, everyone will die because no one's doing anything that's not essential.
Yeah.
Right. So everyone will die if somebody makes a bad mistake.
Yeah.
It gets to Buscemi.
Yeah,
so, but this is with mice. So,
まあね、
but
so,
there's no reason to expect that our brains are immune to this. There's still neurons that it's quite similar.
マウスと人間って似てるようで全然違うところもいっぱいあるじゃん。だからこの期間が全然違うとかの可能性もあるじゃんね。そのマウスは6ヶ月だったけど、人間はもうちょっと大丈夫とかさ。
I think it's probably pretty similar. It's brain tissue, versus cosmic rays.
Yeah.
You know, so something's happening. Yeah.
だからこのレディエーションの問題を解決しないといけないね。
I don't know what they could do. Maybe they could have a nuclear powered, it's kind of ironic, because then you'd have some radiation in the craft, but a nuclear powered, like electromagnetic shield.
Hmm.
So the same way that the Earth blocks electromagnetic radiation.
Yeah.
Or blocks the cosmic rays using electromagnetic radiation or fields.
Yeah.
We could create the same thing with an electromagnet on board the spacecraft.
それを飛ばすの?
And you just aim that side of the spacecraft at, well, I guess it's cosmic rays, so it's all directions. I don't know. You climb inside it.
いや、どうするんだろうね。
You might just have to deal with it.
No way.
A lot of meditation, yoga.
No way. 絶対そういう問題じゃないでしょ。
You might have to just deal with it. What else are you going to do? I mean, you can try to make the ship... I mean, the starship is stainless steel, which I guess is a little bit better than if it was made of a light composite. So it's a little right. bit safer. A little bit.
A little bit.
But...
meditation とかの問題じゃないでしょ。しかもこの cognitive function が低下してるところでさ、なんていうの、
You're not, you do crossword puzzles
you may
and meditate.
Not be able to think straight だよ。
But that's what people, if you have dementia, then you should try to fight it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, when you're in space, right? Mm. Outer space, no one's coming to help you. で、everyone is paranoid. Like, your entire team is feeling shitty and they're being forgetful.
Mm.
Even though they have the super important jobs in the world. Mm-hmm. And then, what, you need to meditate and
you know,
try
people,
to...
People do this on Everest and other situations like that. You know, at the top of Everest, everyone's brain is working at like 15% cognitive function. They can't do like 4+4. It's crazy. Have you seen videos of people do like cognitive tests on Everest? Like they can't think at all. It's nuts.
But it's not 6 months. It's not like they're at the top of Everest for six months.
No, but you're not Buscemi for 6 months. You're Buscemi when you get there, right?
Or...
Because you expose for 6 months and then you get to Mars and then you're Buscemi.
But it's not like...
And you're slowly becoming Buscemi.
Right? Yeah, slowly, yeah. Right? And so you could get like slight paranoia. Like your entire team could have slight paranoia, which already sucks.
Well,
right?
They could,
in this like closed environment, Dayo.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I've noticed is that the boring company that Elon has, their tunneling machine diameter is just barely small enough to fit inside the starship.
Okay.
Right? So they could send the tunneling machine, I don't know how much it weighs, but they could send it in sections. But if they get that machine to Mars, and they could start to build large-scale habitats underground that would be sufficiently shielded from
so
cosmic rays.
Drilling.
Yeah, well, if
Buscemi's
you go
on, gonna be drilling.
Yeah, but if you go underground, then you can be protected from the cosmic rays.
Yeah.
Or if you create some kind of dome and then use a bunch of electricity to. To create the
so you're saying that その行くまでの6 months はもうなんていうの無理やり they might have to just wing it like there's no technology to overcome this so the only solution could be that you just wing it and get there and build a hole as soon as possible and evacuate in there.
I think you would need a small nuclear reactor to create an electromagnetic force field. Or you just deal with the risk. We have lots of humans.
Yeah, but... Oh, my God.
I mean, that was the attitude back in the day. It's like, we've got more astronauts, right? It was... I mean, that's not exactly what the attitude was. But
no.
It's not like we've just got more humans. But there are people that are willing, even knowing that risk, for sure. And if you fly in an airplane, you get 10 times more cosmic ray exposure than you do here.
Yeah.
Much more.
So.
And if you are on the ISS, you get probably 10 times that. So.
Yeah, but this so people is super long term.
People in airplanes and people on the International Space Station are also feeling the same effect. So the effect that they're talking about here in this study is present when you're flying on an airplane. It's present when you're in the International Space Station. It's not nearly as bad because you're still within the Earth's electromagnetic field. But it's still the atmosphere blocks a lot of it too. So,
I don't know if knowing this helps or 逆に it doesn't. You know what I mean? It's like if they tell you, like, you might get paranoid while you're out there, right?
Oh my God, am I losing it?
Yeah.
You just have these weird, like, sweaty staring.
Is this staring what they were telling me about?
That happens in space movies a lot, right? Where someone is staring in the mirror and they're like, am I losing it? Like, is this, am I snapping? Can I really keep it together?
This, like, in space, like
mental health is going to be really, really important once people are in space.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because here on Earth, there's ways to sort of deal with stuff.
Yeah.
But once you're in space, mental health is, that's the whole game.
Yeah.
Because someone could just reach over and, like, open the hatch.
だからもうヨガの先生、ヨガと瞑想のもう先生中の先生みたいな人を連れて行って。
Hmm. Some like hypnotist type yogi.
でなんかもう大量にタイマーでも持って行って。
Hmm.
とか本当にやらないとやばいよ。
Well, I'm sure they would have access to some sort of anti-anxiety, like something.In space, right?
Medication?
You would need all kinds of drugs to manage your mental state.
But from my own personal experience, anti-anxiety pills really fucks up your cognitive function.
Mm.
So I don't know if that helps in space. Oh, God.
Well, what works?
See,
researchers at UC Berkeley have created a robot that weighs less than 1/10 of a gram, moves at 20 body lengths per second, and can survive being stepped on by a 60-kilogram person. The robot is made from a thin sheet of polyvinylidene fluoride coated in an elastic polymer which bends and straightens when an oscillating current is applied. This propels the device forward. Lead researcher Yi Chuan Wu stated the following: if an earthquake happens, it's very hard for the big machines or big dogs to find life underneath the debris. So that's why we need a small-sized robot that is agile and robust.
UC Berkeley の研究チームがゴキブリからヒントを得た小型ロボットを開発しました。このロボットは10分の1グラム以下の極小サイズで20体長倍速度の速さで動き回り、60キロの人間に踏まれても壊れません。弾性重合体でコーティングした。弾性重合体って日本語で言うのかな？まあ、エラスティックポリマーでコーティングした、フッ化ポリビニリデンの薄いシートでできており、振動電流を受けると自在に曲げ伸ばされ、その動きで前に進みます。研究を率いたイーチュアン・ウー氏は以下のように述べています。地震が起きた場合、大きい機械や大きい犬には瓦礫の下にいる人を助けるのが難しいのです。そのため機敏で強い小型ロボットが必要です。
Yep.
あの想像した見た目と全然違った、こうペラッとしたなんかシートみたいなやつだよね。
It looks like one of those Listerine breathstrip things.
Ah, そうだね。
It's really small too.
うん、なんかロボットっぽくないというか、あ、なんか金属シート床に落としちゃったみたいな感じの。
If you try to pick it up, it runs away.
Yeah.
You can't pick it up.
うん、ちょっとだから持ってたのとは全然違ったから余計怖って思った。
Hmm.
これが家に落ちてても そんなにこうトランスフォーマーみたいなさガチのロボットみたいなのが家に急に落ちてたらえ何これってなるじゃんって動いてたりとかしたらめちゃくちゃ勝手に監視されてんじゃないかみたいな、うん、だけどこれがなんかペロンと落ちてても道とか、
うん、
全然こうアラーミングではないというか
And that's the alarming part?
うん怖くないロボットっぽくないからこそ
Yeah, they can attach sensors to this thing and it definitely doesn't look like a normal robot、
うん、
it has one legDid you see the video of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you see how it moves?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fast.
あの、足で踏まれてるところも見た。
Mm-hmm.
別になんともないですみたいな。
Yeah, there's sort of nothing to break.
Hmm. すごいちっちゃいよね。
I mean, we're calling it a robot, but it's basically a strip. It's a sheet of this fluoride.
Hmm.
And...They put an electric current through it and it wiggles.
Right.
Because it's an oscillating current. So. Yeah. But that's a robot, I guess.
なんか災害用、このコメントを見て、あ、災害用なんだって思って、あ、そっか。なら、まあ、その目的は怖くないけど、ありがたいんだけど、mm-hmm.まあ他にいろんな目的で使えると思うから
Like what?
え、なんか spying on people とか
You can probably just throw them off of an airplane or something, right? It wouldn't break
ね
You could just dump like thousands of them You know、yeah. like in the movie Twister?
No
They likeThey're like trying to get all these little round sensors into the tornado.
Oh.
You haven't seen that movie?
No.
Twister?
No.
Really? Oh my god.
I don't really like natural disaster oh my god. Twister, horror movies.
Twister is amazing. It's an absolute masterpiece.
Really?
I love Twister. Yeah, I think it's one of the best movies. It's one of the best movies that's not that good.
It's just like a 1996.
You can just, yeah, it's just like one of those mid-90s, like...
Yeah. And this guy, right? This... What's his name?
Isn't the lady a big deal, too?
It's, Helen Hunt. Bill Paxton. Yeah.
It's OG.
Bill Paxton.
It's a classic now.
Like,
you have to watch Twister. Oh my god. That movie is so much fun.
今更見ないよ。I might have seen it, but I... なんか今 Wikipedia でこの Twister のポスターっていうか DVD の表紙みたいなのを見たら家にあった気がする、
yeah?
見たんだろうね多分ね
How can you not remember the sensors? It's like this couple and they have a pickup truck and they drive around they try to get close enough to the tornadothat they can like throw the sensors into the tornado to get data because they're like a couple they're both scientific researchers like meteorologists storm chasers it's cool
okay
yeah but these robots are kind of like the another movie reference would be the Minority Report little spiders you remember those right
Yeah.
They like go underneath the door.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
so tiny.、
うん、
and they have sensors for scanning stuff. So.
そうだからサイファイとかのちっちゃいロボットってやっぱりこう雲とか虫みたいなこう足が生えててなんかババーってなんかカチャカチャカチャみたいな、うん、だこういう風にこうシュルシュルって動くただの一枚板みたいなのはあんまり想像してなかったけどこっちの方がだから怖いよね。
1枚、
うん、
I can just hide under a stack of papers or something
そうそう本棚とかにシュルって隠れられるみたいな、
mm-hmm. I mean, how would you react if you came home you sat on the couch and then you just heard like shh, and you looked over and you saw this thing like just move across the ground
I'll freak out
like how you can't stomp on it, right? Imagine stomping on it and it just keeps working. It just keeps...
You'll have to catch it, right?
It's weird because I wouldn't be... Well, I'm not sure if I'd react as if it was sort of an animal. Like, am I afraid that it might bite me? Or is that ridiculous?
I think the good old cockroach method, like, kappu wo sa, ura ga ni shite, ban te.
And as soon as you do that, it explodes. Your entire apartment building just...
What am I, Tom Cruise?
I don't know. Why would that thing be in your room?
I don't know. It was your scenario. But yeah.
Well, you made the wrong choice. It exploded.
Yeah, 怖いよね、それはちょっと。
There's so many weird robots and weird things that people are coming up with now.
Yeah.
All this like manifold like tech. Have you seen these weird hyperboloids and like these geometric things that people are making now? So
no.
Like some of the manufacturing processes that would allow us to make these super mathematical structures. They're really cheap now. So people are making crazy things that like you just twist it and it unfolds into this humongous... What do you call this stuff? What's the field of physics that deals with like toruses and manifolds and what's the Mobius strip? You know, like a Mobius strip?
Yeah.
It only has one surface.
Yeah, yeah. So that's... People are making a robot shaped like that?
People are... All kinds of things are happening in that field. And one of the most impressive things I'm seeing is that in architecture, that people are using artificial intelligence to calculate the most efficient structure to support weight. So you tell the algorithm where the weight is and how much weight.
Right.
So you can just have a plank here, and then it's how far does it extend out, and how wide is it, and how does it, where do you want it to connect?
Yeah.
And then you just tell the AI to build that structure
right.
in CAD, right? And it'll create this super weird looking, like tubular, like complex alien. It's just the weirdest.
Well, that's somehow stuff. The most efficient.
That's the shape that uses the least materials and has the most strength.
Space? Oh, strength.
Strength.
Okay.
Strength for weight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
なんかそれでかつこう一番いい間取りみたいなのを考えてほしいよね。アパートとして。こう一番強いかつ柱の位置とかも全部考えて、で部屋も広いみたいな。同じスペースで。
Well, like some AI feng shui.
Yeah.
AI feng shui is probably a $1 billion industry. I should get into it first. I'll have the first AI feng shui. How do you say it? Feng.
Who say?
Feng shui. Feng shui.
I don't know how to say that in English. Who say?
I think I'm saying it in English, but.
Feng.
Feng. Is there a G? Feng.
It's usually feng shui, the card, didn't I?
But yeah, don't people just say like feng shui? Isn't that like the colloquial Americanized,
I guess,
bastardized version of,
I guess, like feng shui. IKEA.
I had one of my friends was over at my place a few years ago and said like, dude, your feng shui is, bro, it's so off. It's so off.
Oh,
man.
My God.
And I was like, oh, well, what should I do?
Yeah.
And he was like, it's so bad. Oh my God. It's going to take me a minute to come up with a fix for this. Hold on. And then he like wrote this whole thing up and then it was just like, okay, so where do I put my TV? And he's like, oh, there's just like no other arrangement that would actually work.
Yeah.
But the arrangement that does work, like technically it works. Like technically I can sleep and I don't have the AC blowing on my head and I can see the TV and blah, blah, blah. But good feng shui is not functional.
Right. Yeah, I have that impression.
So I had this debate with him. I'm like, well, if I do that, then I can't do this. And I can't, like, this is not a functional design. And he's like, yeah, but it would feel so much better. Like, yeah, but I can't do anything.
Yeah. I've only seen it on TV. And yeah, that's my impression. Like, betto koko ni oite to ka. De mo so shitara...
Yeah, like for me, my feng shui is just the function, pretty much. Like I want.
Well, your feng shui, real feng shui, probably doesn't care about your feng shui, right?
But there's weird rules, like you can't have your bed close to the door or something. I mean, that's probably okay. A reasonable one, but yeah, there's a bunch of guidelines or something. I don't know anything about it.
まあなんかプラクティカルな範囲でそういうのをこうやったら楽しそうではあるなって思うけどね。
Well,
なんかこうそれをやってるっていうだけでこうさ、ああなんかいい気がみたいな思ってるだけでもこうポジティブになれるっていうのはわかる気がする。
If you had an algorithm that would like arrange the furniture, you think that is?
Yeah, I would love to.
So you just type in like.Or maybe you could use AR and just do a 360 in your room.
そう、それやってほしい。
Just AR 360 twirl in your room, and then the AI is like, okay, move this over here, move this over here.
そう、書くって難しいじゃん。大きいからやっぱそんなにやってみれないしさ。で、この間この子供用の何おもちゃ棚を奥に当たってこう本棚をこっちに動かしてとかなんか結構配置を変えたわけよ。そしたらあれなんか
出れなくなった。
ないでもなんか家具が増えたのにちょっと広く見えるみたいな逆にその配置のおかげで、って時になんだもっと早くそうすればよかったと思ったけど、まあ自分ではやってみるまで分かんないからどうにもできないんだよね。だからそれを確かに AR とかで教えてくれたら
It'd be cool if you did the 360 twirl in AR. The AI picked the top 5 best what it thinks would work for arranging your furniture.And then you looked at the AR, they would show you a video back of a 360 spin of your room rearranged in each of those different ways. So you can like see it as if you did it.
しかもなんなら AR じゃなくて VR にしてほしいそれは。
Yeah, but then you need the headset.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
No.
Are you going to get one?
それをこう IKEA とかで無料で試せますみたいななんかそういうのが欲しい。
But then you're not at home and you can't tell what the hell's going on.
そうだね。まあ、だから VR 貸し出し。あでもだからあの安いやつでもいいじゃん別に。
汚いじゃん。Oh, the cheap like phone ones?
そうそうそう。
I wouldn't want to rent it. I don't think.
Yeah, 携帯のやつでいいよ。Yeah, it is pretty gross. Yeah. なんかあれをはめさせられるじゃん。あの何忍者タートルみたいなやつこう借りるとこでやるとさ目のマスクみたいな、なんかするじゃん、あれなんかどこまで意味があるのかちょっと謎だもんね
It's still pretty close,
ないよりはマシなのかもしらんけどみたいな、Oh well めっちゃ泣いてる
ね
かわいそう。まあ、ちょっとね、あれなんだよね、もう1歳を超えてますますこう、なんていうの、ママじゃないとダメみたいな時があるんだよね。そうすると、まあ今みたいに夫が見ててもちょっと。
Socializing is so weird when you're small. Like, do you remember being like 2 or 3 or like just sort of starting to figure out are you like outgoing or are you shy or how, like, you're already programmed by that age, but.
Yeah, I guess. But I can't really analyze myself when I was a child. So I don't really know. But I don't know. I thought I was shy, but my mom tells me that I totally wasn't. So I don't know. わかんない。
Yeah.I mean, we probably think things about ourselves when we were kids that aren't even true.
Yeah, because
you probably just had judgments about yourself in elementary school for just years.
Yeah, and kids are kind of difficult to interact with, like the ones who talk. Hmm. Like I was hanging out with my friend's kid the other day, the girl, and she's like 3 or 4.
Hmm.
And なんかシャイかと思ったらすごい急になんか命令されたりとか、なんかそのバランスが大人と違うから、
うん、
エクスペクテーションがもう全部外れてんだよねこっちの、
うん、
なんかむずい喜ばせようと思ってもなんか裏目に出たりとかしてめっちゃ可愛かったけどね、うん、ただなんかあのリレーションシップを築く方法がちょっと分かんない私は、
うん、
まだ喋る子供に慣れてないから
Yeah, kids are so impressionable.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh well.文字起こしのテキストは Android, Mac, iPhone, iPad の、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題、激安。
Oh, I uploaded an essay.
あ、そう、マイケルのエッセイ新しいので出てるからそれも要チェック。あの、チラシ対策ステッカー
実験。
実験の結果。すごい面白いよね。
Well, yeah, the figures for how much paper, how many trees are being used,、
うん、
and we did a cool little experiment.
ね、こうチラシでどれだけこう紙が無駄になってるかっていう話、うん、それはすごい面白いので読んでみてください。
あと長袖のクマムシ。
あ、そうクマムシシャツ、あの売り切れる前に皆さんとチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース。.jp 公式サイトでそのクマムシシャツ含めいろんなグッズ売っていますのでぜひ試してね。スポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しているので気に入ったものがあれば買っていただけると大変助かります。もうすでに買ってくださっている方本当にありがとうございます。なんか写真をね結構みんなツイッターとかにアップしてくれる人もいてすごい嬉しいです。ツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラムやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。